And with most of the canola harvest in the bins, it's time to talk price now. And Kim Anderson, how does the canola price look across Oklahoma?
It looks relatively good. The canola price probably around $12 a bushel, maybe slightly below that right now. You go out back to June 30, it was $12.50. So not much fall in it. If you want to compare it to wheat prices, $12.50 canola, we had $8.70 wheat. Right now we got $12 a bushel canola, you got $7.30 wheat.
So how do you think the canola price is going to look whenever they start cutting in Canada, say in the fall?
Right now, if you look at the futures market, the Winnipeg Exchange, there's no carry in that market between now and the November contract. There's just a few cents difference there. The market has been in a sideways pattern between $550 and $600 a ton. You know, convert that to bushels, divide by 44, and then subtract $1.50 to get it back to Oklahoma, somewhere in that vicinity. That's about $12.50 to $13 a bushel in that sideways pattern. Again, take $1.50 off of it. You get it to, you know, $10.50 to $11.50 as you're getting out in the December period.
Okay, now we're going to switch gears just a little bit. About a month ago, the wheat price was awesome. Everybody loved it. It's taken a pretty good hit now.
It sure has, you know, like we said, about $7.30 in central Oklahoma. That's still a relatively good wheat price, but when you're comparing it to the, you know, $9 price that we had earlier in the year, it's relatively low. The one thing, you know, we've had the Kansas City Board of Trade down over $2 in the, say, the last 3 or 4 weeks, but we've had some improvement in the basis, so 20 to 25 cents. That's reduced, or at least, you know, put a little bit of Band-Aid on that bad cut as prices have fallen.
What has been the value of the crop this year?
Well, the value looks relatively good, better than you expect. You know, they're projecting about a 75 million bushel Oklahoma crop. If you look at USDA's number, about an average price of 780, if we can get that, if they recover, that gives you $585 million crop compared to $617 million last year. And of course, the producers, Western Oklahoma, Southwestern Oklahoma, with insurance, so total income to it is probably as good as last year, maybe a little higher.
Well, Kim, they have it in the bin. What do Oklahoma producers do with it?
I think they need to follow their plan if they plan on storing it out into the October-November time period. Don't try to second-guess the market. If they plan on selling it, get it done quickly.
Okay. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University.